The almighty beloved presence of the sacred fire, descend into our midst and abide with us forever. Stand forth physically visible to the physical sight of all mankind, that all may see and know the reality thou art and give obedience to thy law. The mighty presence of this sacred fire is within this holy temple. Let all of earth keep silent before it forever and be at peace. In humble, grateful, loving, willing, adoring, illumined obedience, God victorious, self-control, management, and mastery. Keep us, thou supreme almighty one, humble before thee, positive to the world, and forever in the service of the ascended host of light. We wrap our hearts about you, beloved mighty I am presence of each one and of all mankind. The I am presence of our physical sun, the great central sun, the mighty I am presence of all the great beings to whom we always call. Great host of ascended masters, mighty legions of light, great angelic host, great cosmic beings and great cosmic light. Powers of light from the great central sun, the Lord's blue flame, the angelic host, the legions of light and great cosmic law. Beloved Saint Germain, Jesus and Daddy, Nada and the great divine director, Cosmos, Cusco and Rayo Light, K-17, your inner secret service and legions of light, God and Goddess of harmony, God and Goddess of purity, God and Goddess of victory, all who came with you from Venus and your limitless, invincible cosmic legions of cosmic victory. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels. To the secret love star, the secret planet that guards the earth, the violet planet, the pink planet, and the planet Venus. And all who govern this system of worlds, especially our beloved Helios, Diana, and Oramasis, beloved Lord the Mahachoham, the god of gold, the god of nature, the gods of the mountains, and the great beings who direct the forces of the elements, and all who govern the angelic host. We wrap our hearts about you to form the bridge from the physical into the ascended master's octave. We ask you to come back to us on that bridge right now in your visible, tangible ascended master bodies. Do for us what only you can do, and do through us for America whatever compels the fulfillment of the ascended master's divine plan their way in everything concerning the United States of America, her people, her resources, and all under this radiation, then all throughout the world that is constructive. And move into outer action those cosmic Christ powers that compel mankind's freedom everywhere from everything that is of limitation. In the name, love, wisdom, power, and authority which thou art, we ask thee to charge everywhere thy ascended master consciousness, thy cosmic light substance, and release to those under this radiation thy cosmic powers of instantaneous precipitation, etherealization, levitation, transportation, communication. Thy instantaneous healing flame and those great cosmic bells of cosmic Christ freedom that shall ring forever into the atmosphere of earth till all stand ascended and free. The name, love, wisdom, power, and authority which thou art, beloved mighty Master Saint Germain, come forth and charge, charge, charge here your mighty magic electronic tube of ascended master light substance round everybody and everything under this radiation, especially all we hold near and dear, all who call to us for help and protection, or whom we call it forth, and blaze the flame from your atomic accelerator in the cave of symbols here and blaze it in and around everybody and everything under this radiation, compelling the annihilation of every pain that has ever caused distress to mankind. Annihilate all disease, all insanity, all limitation of any kind, and move into outer action the cosmic Christ legions of immortal freedom until all give obedience to the mighty I am presence and all stand ascended and free. Make everyone know the outer self is the pure and holy temple of the Most High Living God, and our hands are God's hands, a miracle manifesting flame. Blaze through our hands whatever powers of the sacred fire are necessary to dissolve and consume everything that is not God's immortal perfection in the fulfillment of the ascended master's divine plan and sustain and expand it forever. Beloved Master Jesus, come forth and charge, charge, charge here your mighty blazing cosmic Christ flame of immortal perfection, the perfection of the cosmic Christ, and your ascended Jesus Christ, pure mind of God. Blaze these flames into and around everybody and everything under this radiation, and especially all we hold near and dear, and all who call to us for help and protection, or for whom we call it forth. Blaze through us whatever powers of the sacred fire are necessary to enable us to go forth and do all you did in greater things, until wherever we move, those manifestations come forth that compel mankind to see the mighty I Am Presence, the ascended masters, the cosmic beings, the great angelic host, and your blessed self, till none on earth can exist who deny, defy, or disobey longer, or ever doubt, fear, or forget, or oppose this power and perfection of the mighty I Am Presence, the most wonderful being in all the universe. Blaze everywhere, through us, whatever is necessary to bring forth the I Am Ascended Master immortal miracle production of I Am Come, the I Am America film, and the picturization of everything that is the perfection of the Ascended Master's octave, and compel that to come into outer physical manifestation. Make it immortal, imperishable, and self-luminous, perfect as the Ascended Master see that, until it becomes a gigantic magnet to draw all mankind's attention away from everything human and absorb them into the victory of all that is divine, till nowhere can the human even be remembered. Great beings who govern the destiny of the United States of America, come forth and charge, charge, charge all powers of the sacred fire in through and around our beloved United States of America, and then throughout the world. Blaze everywhere within our borders the Ascended Master's Cosmic Christ Government of the Mighty I Am Presence, the Ascended Master's immortal flame of Cosmic Christ love, and see to it that moves into outer action that which compels the God protection of our people, the God use of our resources, the God freedom of our land, and the God government that gives immortal divine justice to all life everywhere forever. Blaze throughout our nation that which forever holds all free and obedient to the great God presence of life, until all stand ascended and free. To all who govern the power of the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to come forth and charge, charge, charge here. This crystal cup, the crystal cups of all on this radiation, all that are yet to go forth, America's crystal cup that holds the world, full to overflowing with the ascended master's precipitated light substance that is at all times the immortal protection, perfection, and victory without limit of all that is of the light, all who carry it, all who serve it, all who call to it, all to whom it is directed. Then bring the individual crystal cup of that liquid light into our hands and use, and as we drink it, compel the annihilation of the last fragment of everything human, and finish this and get it done now and forever. Draw forth and make victorious everything divine. Move into outer action that which maintains perfection for eternity. To all who govern the power of instantaneous precipitation of the golden jewels of dazzling light, bring them into the hands and use of the I Am student body as we have called, to render the service for which they are created, and to reveal these perfectly natural powers of life that are as natural as breathing, even though they be transcendent, far beyond anything mankind has yet experienced, and bring them into the outer service of life until no part of life remains in limitation. To the great beings who govern the activity of the sacred jewels of the royal Teton, bring those forth into the hands and use of all who've earned the right to wear them. See they carry automatic invincible protection, and draw forth through them for the freedom of the United States of America whatever fulfills the ascended master's divine plan their way, until America stands immortally free from every destructive force and immortally victorious in all that is of God. And her people arise and give the obedience to life that enables all to become the ascended beings that life intends. Beloved, mighty son of Kamaro, all who govern the unfed flame to the earth, especially the cosmic Christ legions of the unfed flame from the temple of the unfed flame and the electronic belt around our physical sun, charge, charge, charge that unfed flame into our crystal cups, in through around everybody and everything under this radiation, into every home on earth, into every government on earth, into everybody and everything in our government, and in all in positions of trust, authority, and influence in our land. And move into outer action that which makes all become an immortal sanctuary of such service and devotion and unconditional obedience to the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host, that no part of life, substance, or energy can remain in human limitation for any reason whatsoever. Blessed Saint Germain, we ask you to take up our regular call for our individual violet-consuming flame as of 1,000 suns in its threefold action, to charge into and around everybody and everything under this radiation, keep annihilated at the inner level everything human before it can come into outer action, stand our guard and prevent anything human existing within or acting through or to anybody or anything under this radiation, especially all we hold near and dear, all who call to us for help and protection, for whom we call it forth, and all that will ever come under this radiation. Blaze without limit that violet consuming flame and compel all purified for eternity. At the moment of the ascension, let that go into thy octave with us. To all who govern that cosmic violet consuming flame to the earth, as of a thousand suns in its threefold action, especially the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, and the beloved Arcturus, the angel David of the Jade Temple, precious Saint Germain, mighty Victory, beloved Daddy, all the beloved Jesus, and all the great ones, cause to arise in his perfect location in the city of Chicago the cosmic violet consuming flame for which we have called, anchored to the heart of the earth and to the great central sun. Command that to expand till it covers this world and makes it a violet sun in space and all mankind ascended and free. Cause to arise there the violet flame temple for which we have called, that shall one day stand forth of self-luminous, imperishable violet jade, aping in such beauty and such power as shall be an immortal tribute of our love, gratitude, and devotion to our beloved Saint Germain and that power of the violet flame that purifies and sets all free, in that great forgiving love of the cosmic mighty I Am Presence. To all who govern the unfed flame in its cosmic action to the earth, come forth and charge and charge and charge and keep on charging those nine unfed flames within the borders of the United States of America, and expand and expand and forever expand them, and expand, expand, and expand. Expand, expand, and expand. Expand, expand, and expand, and forever expand those nine unfed flames, till they blaze as one gigantic unfed flame within our nation, until the higher mental body of each life stream, enfolding the physical form in its luminous presence, once again comes forth and takes its dominion in the outer life and shuts off everything destructive for eternity. To the beloved great beings who govern the power of the great central sun magnet, we ask you to come forth now and clothe us in the mightiest immortal Herculean cosmic Christ flame of immortal love and purity and peace, and make us its boundless strength for eternity. Now to all who govern the powers of the sacred fire, we ask you to annihilate all veils between the inner and outer action of the fire element. Let the two become one, and the inner manifestations of the sacred fire come into the outer physical octave, visible and tangible to the physical senses of all, in such terrific, astounding, overwhelming power that none on this earth dare deny, defy, or disobey, and none will ever oppose, doubt, fear, or forget. Command and compel that sacred fire to come forth and silence everything human forever. And beloved Master Jesus, in that etheric record of the ascension over the hill of Bethany, we ask you to blaze forth its dazzling flames and enfold everybody and everything under this radiation in its dazzling presence till the last human being of earth is ascended and free. We call for the removal of all discarnates everywhere throughout the atmosphere of earth and allow no more to remain. We call for the complete and unconditional annihilation, swifter than lightning, and get it done right now, of all that is of the sinister force, the entire psychic stratum of earth, and its hypnotic control of the people, especially all that is of war and all intended through that. Compel the sacred fire to blaze and put an end for all time to all that has cast dishonor upon God's life substance or energy of God's universe for any reason. We call for the ascension wherever possible for those who have been in the recent world war. May they receive the assistance at the close of this embodiment whereby that can be accomplished wherever the life stream will permit. Now to those who will render the service, who are strong enough to hold the protection and will give the obedience, we ask you to take us and charge, charge, charge us with the full blazing power of that white fire substance of the cosmic light that enfolded precious Daddy when he assisted David Lloyd to the ascension. Let us render the same service to all life the beloved Daddy did to David Lloyd. Until there is no part of life remains in the human for any reason. Now as we draw forth these physical flames, we ask you to take up our regular calls and to so blaze everywhere into outer action these powers of the sacred fire that never again can mankind any longer be allowed to create destruction or limitation for any reason. In the name, love, wisdom, power, and authority of our beloved, precious, mighty I Am Presence, of each one the I Am Presence of our physical son, the great central son, mighty I Am Presence in the higher mental bodies of all mankind, come forth, great beings and powers and legions of light, intensify those great cosmic pillars of purifying flame around every physical body on this earth, through the mental and feeling world of every human being and of every life stream, and annihilate all disease, all impurity, all crime, all insanity, all limitation of any kind. Anything and everything that is of the human animal, dissolve and consume it until mankind are compelled to arise, victorious and free from all limitation. The name, love, wisdom, power, and authority by beloved, precious Saint Germain and darling Goddess of Justice, beloved, precious Jesus and darling Mary, beloved, precious Daddy, the four darling Nadas, beloved Louisa, the four precious children, the great beings who direct the forces of the elements, our beloved Helios, Diana, and Aramis, the brothers of the golden robe, all from the golden city, the healing angels, the God of gold, the Elm of peace, mighty beloved Victory, and all who govern the golden ray and golden flame to the earth, especially from the secret love star, come forth at least to those under this radiation sometime each day. Do for us what only you can do, and do through us for America whatever compels the fulfillment of our calls and fulfills the ascended master's divine plan their way into all outer action, till no human limitation can remain for any reason whatsoever or even be remembered. In the name, love, wisdom, power, and authority of all activities of the sacred fire that none can put out, the light of God that never, never, never fails, that cosmic light is of thousands of suns, the cosmic sun of even pressure and all its inner secret rays, the mightiest power of the three times three, the great command, the limitless, invincible legions of light, the celestial choir and the angelic host, the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, and to all who govern the sacred fire to the earth, especially to the beloved Astrea and the great being of love who came with him, mighty messenger number one from the secret love star, the great cosmic angel on whose crown blazes the word union, and beloved mighty silent watcher, to the luminous presence, the great rainbow of cosmic beings over the United States of America, speak thy eternal fire to all life, peace, be still, and do God's will for eternity. And to the mighty I'm presence and higher mental bodies of our beloved Don in Virginia, all our I'm Ascended Master youth and incoming children, all the younger generation, all in the national defense, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, and all who assist us from the outer world, all who govern the destiny of our land, and all who direct the God government of our nation, and to all that is constructive, seal, seal, seal us all in the Ascended Master's ring, pass not a blue flame of a thousand suns. Never let anything but the Ascended Master's divine plan fulfill their way ever have any of our life, time, attention, sight, vision, hearing, feeling, power of qualification, substance, or energy ever again in all eternity. To this end, do we move into action, knowing our words are our life, and do accomplish that whereunto they are sent. We make the call, knowing life compels the answer. Within our calls is our victory. Now within our spoken words, let there be the physical manifestations of the fulfillment of our calls, of such terrific power that none on earth can any longer oppose this light or ever remain in the imperfection of the human when God commands the freedom and the victory and the love of all that is divine to come into outer action at our command and hold possession until all stand ascended and free. To all who govern the destiny of those under this radiation in our beloved land of America, and that means the Americas, and all that is constructed throughout the world, come forth and charge and charge and charge and keep on charging whatever powers and activities of the sacred fire of the cosmic Christ, that mighty I am presence in the great central sun, that never, never, never fails to fulfill our calls, even as these words go forth, and send this forth tonight to enfold everybody and everything under this radiation, especially all we hold near and dear, all who call to us for help and protection, or for whom we call it forth, and move into outer action that which commands and compels forever the fulfillment of life's divine plan, the ascent of Master's way. And now, with all the love at our command, we offer everything of the outer into the service of our beloved mighty I Am presence and the beloved Master Saint Germain in the gigantic task which is his in the cleansing of the earth and all upon it, unto mankind's distress and limitation and impurity must be consumed. And we command that in the name, love, wisdom, power, authority, and victory of the mighty I Am presence, the ascended masters, the cosmic beings, and the great angelic host, and may their authority take its dominion everywhere throughout the nation and forever stand our guard until no human thing remains. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, we ask you to enfold us in your mightiest power of your cosmic obedience in the invocation. And then we will sing, I am Angel Bells, Son of Light, and the Seven Mighty Elohim. As we turn our attention to the chart of the mighty I Am presence, let us again remember that from there and there alone comes the individual's full authority to command into outer dynamic action whatever is constructive in the fulfillment of the great divine plan of the universe. And as we gaze at the upper figure in the chart, let us remember that there is the wide open door to all constructive desire in the universe, and that from that presence, through the higher mental body, comes the ever-expanding pictures and ideas of the divine plan for the outer self. Now, since it is the desire in the outer self that has caused the limitations in which mankind exists today, to the I Am student, there comes the great opportunity to turn to that beloved mighty I Am presence that is the fullness of each one's life, that has given all that has ever made us happy in the past and the present. And to that presence, simply turn again and say, I desire all of thee in this outer self to command the perfection and the fulfillment of the great divine plan that makes me the immortal victory of your eternal happiness. When mankind, through the centuries, have experimented with every conceivable experience that is the result of their own desires, he who is wise will turn back to that presence and in unconditional surrender, in the greatest love and joy and gratitude of eternity, will say to that presence, come into me and be thou the fulfillment of every constructive desire into outer manifestation. That beloved I Am presence, the mighty I Am presence, which our beloved Master Saint Germain says, is a group of words that contains a power that no other group of words in existence contains. Therefore, to the individual who understands that and uses its authority in outer conscious command, there is no such thing as failure. I'm the only thing that that presence ever asks of the outer self is that it turn away in the attention, in the feelings, in the pictures, and in the spoken word from everything that does not produce perfection. So when the individual understands what it means to make the renunciation or surrender unconditionally to that mighty I Am presence, from then on there is no such thing as unhappiness, because you cannot turn from the limitations of this world sincerely and with deep determination and love to that I Am presence and not draw into yourself more of its own peace and perfection. We cannot have anything but peace and mastery and supply and perfection from unconditional surrender to the presence. That seems difficult for the outer self to do, but it is easy once you understand what is within that presence, once you know that it is the giver of everything that has ever brought you happiness, then instead of it being a renunciation to turn everything back to that presence, it is the greatest privilege of all eternity. And then when you command the outer self to keep its attention on that presence, even though you're in the midst of physical action, you can still be aware of that mighty I Am presence above your head. When you do that, then your limitations begin to dissolve and disappear. Because when you send the love from your heart to your presence, the moment the flame flashes its light to the presence pours back instantly 1,000 times more love than the love which you give. And within the love of the presence is the fulfillment of every constructive desire you could ever have in all eternity, everywhere in the universe. To get the outer self to be of its own free will, glad and happy to turn to that presence and ask for the presence to come into itself and blaze through the outer self that which is immortal perfection and immortal happiness and the immortal victory of every ascended master quality. When the outer self enjoys doing that, you will find the limitations of the physical world will recede farther and farther and grow dimmer and dimmer until it is no effort at all to stand with the attention upon the presence and be aware of its love as you move about your work in the physical world, your so-called work, but which in reality is only the activity of ever-expanding perfection. To train the outer self to command everything in the outer activities of life to yield you the immortal love and perfection of your own blessed I Am presence, and then to sustain and expand that for the blessing of all life wherever we move is the greatest privilege of all eternity. You will never find a substitute for that beloved mighty I Am presence. And as you give it all, will you find, just as you send your love to it, it floods you back 1,000 times more love. Therefore, when you give it your attention, it will give you 1,000 times more attention. When you give it everything in your being and world, it will flood back to you 1,000 times more from its own being and world. And since nothing but immortal happiness, nothing but immortal freedom, nothing but immortal victory, a perfection without limit, can ever come from your beloved I Am presence, then to the individual who is strong enough to stand to the light of that mighty I Am presence, face it, and enter dauntlessly, bravely, and gloriously into its dazzling heart, becomes clothed in the sun presence of its own almighty love And within the love of that presence is the entire universe for you. Everything that is manifested in the universe about you is in miniature form or lies quiescent within the I Am presence. A replica of all perfection that can ever be abides within the flame of the heart of that mighty I Am presence. Therefore, when the outer self needs to know anything, it would still the outer send the love to that presence and ask the presence to make you feel the fullness of its love in the outer self, the love of the cosmic Christ that moves into outer action, its ever-expanding perfection that brings only joy to all life, substance, and energy. Then will your outer manifestations agree with the inner divine pattern of perfection and the divine plan fulfilled from your own blessed I Am presence. Then will you find no veils between the inner and the outer self. There is a bridge, my dear ones, between the outer self and the inner self. And that bridge is the ray of light illustrated on the chart that comes forth from the heart of the presence into the top of the head and anchors within the heart of the physical form. Now that presence is in full conscious control of everything that is constructive for the outer self. So if you offer from the outer activities of life, everything you do each day into the fulfillment of the divine plan of that presence, the presence increases each wave as it returns to you more of the perfection of its own world, will your world become flooded with more and more and more of its own great glory and victorious power in everything you attempt to accomplish. The only reason mankind remain in limitation is because in the desire world of the outer self, that outer self will not let go of its own desires and desire the presence and desire to give everything of the outer activities into the complete unconditional control of the love of that presence. The outer self is so determined to run itself its own way that until it is brought into obedience, there is more and more limitation, more and more problems, more and more of that which causes distress. Now, when the outer self is completely absorbed in the desire of the presence, that mighty I Am presence, when the outer is absorbed in the desire of that I Am presence, then you become clothed in a flame of its dazzling, victorious power in the outer physical world. Then you draw into dynamic outer physical action the inner powers that it is using at all times in its great cosmic work of creation that goes on irrespective of what the outer self is doing. So, beloved ones, let us from tonight take the stand that we are through with human desire. Now, you may say that in the intellect, but if the feelings rebel against being absorbed into the desire of the presence, well, then distress goes on. But when you take the stand with the outer self that the only desire in your world is for the full perfection of that presence to come into the outer self, command into outer dynamic action all of its own inner perfection from the great inner octaves of life, then the struggle of the outer ceases. Now, for the assistance of those under this radiation, please do not let the day go by when you do not call the immortal Herculean strength of your own beloved I Am Presence into the outer self, the immortal Herculean strength of its cosmic light, and to charge that light into every outer thing and command its love to so perfect everything that there is no longer a sense of weakness or limitation or distress of any kind. Move into outer action now by conscious command, the full authority of the mighty I Am Presence. When you demand of your mighty I Am Presence that its immortal authority of perfection's flame come into you and be your authority over everything in the physical octave, you will find the great flame of its love going forth from its heart will go before you. It will dissolve and consume all that is not its immortal love and command it so. And then you will find your pathway becomes the pathway of perfection's flame. And you can't have perfection without the immortal love of your own I Am Presence, the ascended masters, the cosmic beings, and the great angelic host. And therefore, as you face the chart, whenever you're making your own personal application, or at any time you gaze at that chart, visualize the same great sphere of colors which is around the upper figure in the chart, and see that duplicated around the outer self or the lower figure in the chart, and demand that your world of outer physical action now be sealed and enveloped and charged and filled with the immortal perfection and ever-expanding happiness in full cosmic victory of all that is in the world of your own mighty I Am Presence. Ask that your outer world become its mighty, blazing, immortal perfection, and your world and the world of your presence becomes one blazing outpouring of everlasting happiness and the victory of ever-expanding action in the fulfillment of the great divine plan that affects all creation. And until you feel the great joy and thrill of unconditionally giving everything to that presence and being clothed in the outer self by its powers, you scarcely have touched the fringe of any real harmony or any real happiness. From this hour, enter into the immortal love of your own blessed I Am Presence and ask that your world be its world of immortal love, immortal victory, and immortal command of all in the universe to protect you, your loved ones, all you hold near and dear, and to bring into outer physical dynamic action the immortal perfection of its own great fulfillment of the divine plan of all creation. Then you and your presence in your daily activities of the outer self are no longer separated. You and the presence are one. And as soon as you feel that charge around the outer self, will you find its magical power going before you and bringing all things in your world into divine order, harmoniously and permanently, by its own eternal love. And when you command the outer self to be the immortal love and victory of your own mighty I Am Presence, it will take you at your word and move into outer action, that which holds you untouched by limitation, until you stand wholly ascended and free. As the mighty beloved Silent Watcher speaks his heart to us all, we turn to our own beloved I Am Presence and ask it to bless him, to draw forth from the great central sun such love and gratitude and blessings to that mighty Silent Watcher for his ever watchful care of those under this radiation and all mankind, ever awaiting the moment to pour everything he can give to the assistance of those in the outer life until they see his presence face to face and know what it means to abide in the heart of the great, great silence, wherein is God's greatest power to assist all to perfection forever. Beloved ones of the immortal flame of cosmic Christ love, I bring you greetings today from the heart of the great, great silence. May I give you the gifts that are there. May I make you feel the love and the power of the light that is there. May you know the perfection that abides in the heart of the great, great silence. And as that silence enters into you, and you command it to still everything in your being and world that is not the eternal peace of perfection's flame, the eternal illumination of the all-knowing mind of the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, will you find coming into the outer self that great calm mastery that lifts you above every distress of the physical world and keeps you untouched by destruction, even though it be acting around you. For the assistance of those under this radiation and all that is being done to protect the United States of America and to prevent another war, we are asking you to call to the heart of the great, great silence, call to the heart of immortal love of that mighty I Am Presence in the great central sun, whose authority is eternal in its ever-expanding perfection that fulfills the divine plan. Enter in with us to that feeling of the great, great silence that can draw forth in a moment the illumination to the mind that can make the outer self know instantly the right thing to do under any condition, and will hold the outer self steady enough in that great calm power to enable it to be done as is intended in order to fulfill the great divine plan. Try to feel that every problem in the physical world has a God solution for that problem that is held and abides in the heart of the great, great silence. Try to command that intensifying, ever-expanding flame from the heart of the great, great silence into all outer activities. And whenever confusion seems to manifest in the outer, call for the authority of the great, great silence to move into the atmosphere of earth and dissolve and consume all that causes discord or limitation of any kind. Our beloved ones, within all thought is picture. In every thought there is a picture. Therefore, when you realize how many thoughts mankind are constantly throwing off into the atmosphere of earth, each one of which contains a picture, you will begin to see the necessity of blazing through the atmosphere of earth the cosmic violet consuming flame with the full conscious command to annihilate every destructive picture that is photographed into the atmosphere of earth. Within the atmosphere of earth is every picture recorded. Within the sound of the lower physical atmosphere of Earth, will you find the vibratory action of that which mankind is constantly creating.